Okay. Anyway. Okay, very special. Welcome back, everybody. I think the last time we got together was right before Shavuos. Now, that may
Join the meeting.
That may seem like a long time ago, but if I'm not mistaken, when I started off the Shiur on Shavuos, I said the last time we got together was about 15 years ago. So I'm looking at some of the, I don't want to call anybody old-timers, but some faces that are definitely from previous Gilgulim of Shiurim. So welcome back to everybody, and wonderful, you know, I guess it's a whole new meeting of Chayva Mahakwa Pnei Rabba B'chag, so it's definitely a pleasure to join together. So I thought we would learn together a sugya that's definitely a Yontif related sugya. It's actually a Shabbos slash Yontif related sugya. And it would really be apropos any time, either any Yeshabbos, any Yontif, but it's especially apropos Sukkot slash Shmini Atzeres, and especially apropos during this very difficult tkufa that we find ourselves. As I'm looking around, I see different people in different locations, definitely different states, possibly different countries, different continents. I'm trying to look around for some of the Tishrol Chevra, see who's around. But in one shape or another, probably all of us have impacted in terms of Azmani at Tefillah. Because just for very often logistical reasons and other kinds of concerns, so in order to maintain a minyan schedule, so some shuls, including our own, have been doing acrobatic somersaults to try to get as many people shuffled through a minyan as possible. So even though many of us live in communities which have prided ourselves on almost a very organized minyan schedule where we have X amount of people and it's rolling, we've all become to some degree shtibles. We're coming and going and davening in all kind of strange ways. And of course, that has played havoc with Zmani HaTvila, but just for some very practical concerns, you have to get 200 people into different minyanim space, minyanim, and just time doesn't always allow everybody to daven with the utmost lechatchila hidurim in terms of Zmani HaTvila. So this is something that, of course, as Rabbanim, we've been dealing with this already for quite some time. But this issue has become a little bit exasperated when we hit the Yontif season. And the truth is that this is really the first Yontif season. We hope it's the last of the Yontif season that we have to deal with these constraints. But this is the first real Yontif season for most of us that we have to deal with this Pesach. We didn't really have to deal with Zmanei Tefillah. We were pretty much all of us davening in our homes. And even Shavuos, many of the shuls were still closed. So obviously, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot has been somewhat challenging for many of us. So one of the issues that has come up, and it's come up in our shul, no doubt, and probably many of your shuls as well, is the issue of davening early on Friday night slash Yontif night. Now, Friday night is usually significantly less of a problem because we're all familiar with the notion of davening Ma'ariv early on Friday night, the colloquial making Shabbos early. Many of us do in the spring and summer months anyway, even under normal circumstances. But Yontif is not something that we usually associate with davening early. Even I'll just give you just just an idea from our shul what some of the challenges are. It's almost like written in stone, and we'll see whether it is true or not. The first night of Sukkot, everybody knows you don't daven early. That's like a given. You don't start Sukkot early. But we'll see whether that's even true or not, or whether it should be true. And yet in our shul, a whole series of minyanim took place, but Ma'ariv right after Shkia. Just practically, we didn't have enough time. If we would wait for everybody to daven, quote-unquote, bizman, you would have people coming home at very, very late hours, a big tirchet the tzibur, a big impact on people's simchas yontif. So we daven a little bit earlier, some of the minyanim, things that we wouldn't normally do. And that, of course, is a potential halachic issue. We're going to have a similar kind of a challenge this Friday night, because it's not just regular Shabbos, but it's, of course, Shmini Atzeres as well. And Shmini Atzeres also poses its unique challenges in terms of starting early. We're going to have some other complexities in terms of Zman Hiyak Tefillah when you have second day Yontif, B'nei Chutz La'aretz. So now you have a very, very strange thing. Can we start Simchas Torah early? Now, we may want to have some minyanim starting early, Simchas Torah, because when you start early, then you're able to get more people out in time. One of the other challenges that we have is that some of our minyanim locations don't have the best lighting. And well, it comes a challenge to Nevi Meiriv, or so we start the lane, when it's kind of hard to see. When the model started walking around with candles, somebody said, we should go back to the old style of putting candles on top of apples, on tops of flags, like they used to do in the old days, since it was Torah. That wasn't one of the realistic options that we were going to explore in our Torah. So again, it seems pretty clear that we have certain challenges and see how we can address these challenges. Let's begin with Sugida. The notion of beginning Shabbos early. So there are really three different halachic issues of beginning Shabbos early. There's the general davening Ma'ariv early, which is not related to Shabbos per se. There's the issue of reciting Kiddush early, and there's the issue of eating Suda Shabbos early. And the answer to those three questions may not necessarily be the same. So the issue of davening Ma'ariv early is a Hilchos Tefillah issue, and a very famous machlekes in the fourth bracha of Maseches Brachos. When is the earliest time one can daven Ma'ariv? Can one technically daven Ma'ariv even after Plag HaMincha? Or must one wait until later? Question mark what that later is. Is that later Shkia? Is that later Tzeis Kichavim? It's generally, we follow the practice that if a person or shul is davening Ma'ariv after Shkia, we assume that that's acceptable. It may not be the optimal. Maybe L'chadchila is starting to do Shabbos per se. It may be more correct to wait until Tzeis Kichavim to daven Ma'ariv. More in terms of issues of Kriya Shema, since according to many, many Rishonim, one doesn't fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema until Tzeis Kichavim. And therefore, it would be better to say Kriya Shema in the context of the brachos rather than davening Ma'ariv and then repeating Shema later. So L'chadchila would probably be, if all else was equal, it would be best to daven Ma'ariv even after the Tzeis Kichavim. But technically speaking, if a person davens Ma'ariv after Shkia, it's very hard to say that what he's doing is wrong. So therefore, we're not so concerned with the Tefillas Arvus part of the equation. It's not all that different. Most shuls, most of our shuls. Anyway, a regular Tuesday night, Mincha Ma'ariv, quote unquote, Bisman, and they daven Ma'ariv of 2 minutes after Shkia, and Shana, we're okay with that for under normal circumstances. When it comes to Friday night, we have two other additional challenges. If we're going to daven early, and early may even mean before Shkia, early may mean, even early back, and we're going to want to make Kiddush at that time as well, and Shabbos technically hasn't started yet. What do I mean Shabbos hasn't started yet? Because my neighbor, who's davening at the late minion, is still in his car, still driving home from the office, still in the shower. So obviously Shabbos hasn't really started yet. So how, if at all, can I justify reciting Kiddush at a time when Shabbos hasn't started? To make the problem even more complicated, how can I go ahead and eat my Suda Shabbos? Aren't I required to have Gimel Sudas on Shabbos? How can I eat Gimel Suda Shabbos if it's not technically Shabbos? So how do you deal with those two problems? So the Gemara addresses one of the problems, and the Rishonim addresses the second problem. The Gemara, the fourth Berakha Brachos, raises the question, can you begin Shabbos early, in a sense, even before Shkia, after Plag HaMincha, an hour and 15 minutes before, 15 minutes of Shal Zman is before Shkia, and make Kiddush? The Gemara says, yes, I would do Shal Kiddush. So there's no question, the Pashas in the Gemara is, you can be Yetzi Kiddush, mi be'od yom. And the question is, how does that work? If it's not Shabbos, proof positive, because your neighbor's still in the car, how in the world can you fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush? Doesn't Kiddush have to be recited on Shabbos? So there are an array of different answers to that question. So the Rambam tackles that question by saying that the very premise of the question was incorrect. The Rambam says that there is no requirement to recite Kiddush on Shabbos. The requirement is to recite Kiddush b'knisas Shabbos. Zachos yom Shabbos akadshech, as I'll say b'knisas, as Shabbos begins. What does that mean, as Shabbos begins? Either it has already begun, or it is about to begin. Says the Rambam, if you recite Kiddush at 9 o'clock at night or at 5:30, assuming that's within the time frame of Bichli Sasai, those are both perfectly acceptable fulfillments of the mitzvah deraisa, because the Torah doesn't say that you have to recite Kiddush on Shabbos. The Torah says, Zochus and Shabbos, the Kachach, Torah Shabbat, interprets to mean Bichli Sasai, and close enough before Shkia is also called Bichli Sasai. The Teis Darash in the fourth parak of Brachas says the same idea as the Rambam, and actually quotes a pasuk to this extent. It says Zohar Es Yom, it doesn't say Zohar Biyo. So when the Torah says Ulekach Tebchem Bayoyim Harishon, then you have to take the lulav on the first day of Sukkot. Here it doesn't say Zohar Biyo, it says Zohar Es Yom. The mitzvah Kiddush can be performed lechatchila in the Torah even before Shabbos technically begins. So this is the view of the Rambam out of the Teis Darash. But other Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. Other Rishonim understood that the mitzvah of Kiddush must take place on Shabbos proper. And if that's the case, so how in the world can I be Yotze Kiddush if it's not yet Shabbos? So many Rishonim were of the opinion that, what do you mean it's not Shabbos? It is Shabbos. How is it Shabbos? Because you are Mekabel Shabbos. Once you are Mekabel Shabbos, so you are doing exactly what the Torah wants you to do. There's a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. You're supposed to add up the Shabbos. Supposed to begin Shabbos. Supposed to refrain from Lach a little bit before Shabbos begins. Shabbos. And the Gemara actually derives that mitzvah from Sukkim about Yom Kippur. The Torah says, the Tisha L'chodesh Ve'erev, Tishbisu Shabbatchem, even though Yom Kippur doesn't start till the 10th. It teaches us, B'kayin Shemasif Michol HaKodesh, and that applies not just for Yom Kippur, according to most, many Rishonim, applies to Shabbos and Yom Tov as well. And therefore, based on the principle of Tosefes Shabbos, you can recite Kiddush, because L'maisa, it is Shabbos. Aye, for the other guy, it's not Shabbos, that's right. He's not fulfilling his mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos yet, but for you who chose to fulfill your mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos 20 minutes earlier, for you it is considered to be Shabbos, and you can fulfill the mitzvah D'oraisa of Kiddush based on Tosefes Shabbos. That is, of course, assuming that the institution of Tosefes Shabbos is a real mitzvah D'oraisa. There is one opinion in the Rishonim, the Mordechai in Maseches Megillah quotes from Rabbeinu Tuvia in Vienna, whose opinion was that Tosefes Shabbos is not really a mitzvah in HaTorah. It's only a mitzvah in the Rabbanon, which would, of course, make the question more challenging. How can I be Yotze Kiddush Midaraisa if it's not yet Shabbos Midaraisa? So Bishlam, according to the Rambam, the Tosefes Rosh, I could recite Kiddush even if it's not Shabbos, as long as it's Es Yom Shabbos, as long as Bichnisas is a Shabbos. But if you hold that Kiddush has to be recited be Yom Shabbos, on Shabbos proper, so if you hold that Tosefes Shabbos is only Midirabonon, it would be a very strange thing. How can I be Yotze Mitzvah D'oraisa Kiddush at a time that's not yet Shabbos on the level of D'oraisa? That's a big, big challenge. And we're not going to go down that route right now, but there's a Mordechai, those are interesting, can take a look at the Mordechai, the second paragraph of Maseches Megillah, that quotes a fascinating idea from Rabbeinu Tuvia about their abundance and their ices, and goes beyond the scope of our discussion. So suffice it to say, there are almost really two different mahalchim in the Rishonim as to what's going on with the fulfillment of Kiddush before Shabbos really starts. Is pshat that you don't need Shabbos for the mitzvah of Kiddush? Or you do need Shabbos, but the Sefer Shabbos creates the Chalashem of Shabbos to some degree, the Raisa, the Rabbanu. Another question that the Gemara doesn't discuss explicitly, the Rishonim pick up upon, the person made Kiddush already, and now he wants to have his challah, he wants to have his meal. The whole goal was to come home early to eat the Suda, so he gets to sleep. So the person wants to wash down, have his challahs, eat a Suda Shabbos. Can he do that or not? So Taisa Maseches Pesachim, that Tzadi Tesla base quotes two opinions about that. One opinion, Taisa says, yeah, you can do it, no problem. The same way you can make Kiddush early, you can eat the Suda early. And the second opinion says, no. Kiddush, yes, but the Suda, no. That Suda Shabbos has to be eaten literally when it's Shabbos itself. And if you're trying to eat your Suda before Shabbos begins, that's nothing. That's verbatim. It doesn't count as the Suda Shabbos. There's a fascinating question as an aside. If that's the case, that you're not really Yotze Suda Shabbos, doesn't that fly in the face of the principle of Kiddush Macham Suda? Don't you have to have a Suda to follow your Kiddush in order to be Yotze Kiddush? Isn't there a din called Kiddush Macham Suda? So the answer to that question probably is that Kiddush Macham Suda requires a Suda, but it doesn't require a Suda Shabbos. The Rashbam in Maseches Pesachim says that one of the reasons why you require Kiddush Macham Suda is simply to give chashivas to the wine. Chazal v'misak and Kiddush al hakos. In a Torah, you don't even require kosher yain. You can say Kiddush b'dvar malone. But with the Rabbanon, they were misak and they need Kiddush al hakos. So the takanas v'chamim was to enhance, to give a little bit more significance to the Kiddush hayom, not just to say the words, mumble the words, but to do it on a cup of wine. So to boost up that significance, they were misak and that it should be a kos yain choshev. And thus being what's called the kos yayin choshev, it has to be a yayin in the context of a meal. You're making a toasted meal, a kiddush macham suda. If that's the case, that the whole goal of the suda is simply to grant significance to the wine, who says that suda has to be a suda Shabbos? As long as it's a suda bialma, there's a shame suda on it, that's good enough. So it comes out according to one opinion in Tosfos, you could daven ma'ariv early, you could make kiddush early, you could be yaitze kiddush macham suda, but you're not really yaitze suda Shabbos. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokes? What are they fighting about the 2 days in Tosfos? Should you be able to be Yotze to the Shabbos, maybe Od Yomanan. So here we go back to the Machlekes, the Rambam and others. What enabled you to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush in the first place, maybe Od Yom? So according to the Rambam, the Toys of Rush, it was the fact that you don't have to have Kiddush on Shabbos. Kiddush has to be the Knisa Shabbos, the Lav Dafka on Shabbos itself. So then I understand the distinction between Kiddush and Suda. Kiddush, the Mechayiv of Kiddush is Knisa Shabbos. So as long as it's Otad right before Shabbos starts, that's already a Pidin called Knisa Shabbos. Suda Shabbos, the Mechayiv is Shabbos itself. You have to give Suda Shabbos on Lechem Shabbos. You don't eat the three meals on Friday. You have to eat the meals on which have Kiddush Shabbos to it. So according to the Rambam, there's an easy split between Kiddush and Suda. Kiddush is acceptable because Knisa Shabbos is the Mechayiv, where Suda is not acceptable because Shabbos Guf is the Mechayiv. But if you hold that the reason why you can be Yotzei Kiddush is based on Tosefta Shabbos, so then we have to stop and ask ourselves, wait a second, Manoshach. If Tosefta Shabbos really works vis-a-vis Kiddush, why doesn't it work vis-a-vis Suda? If it does work for Suda, so how can the Gemara say it works for Kiddush? So what's the split between the two? So the Chari have to ask ourselves, what should the din have been? Do we think that Tosefta Shabbos is a vehicle to enable you to perform mitzvahs that are normally associated with Shabbos itself? You have these mitzvahs of Kiddush, you have a mitzvah of Suda, mitzvahs that are Shabbos oriented, forgetting about the Rambam and the Tezer Rosh for a second. These are Shabbos tikkun mitzvahs. Mehecha Tesei, they can be yaitzei these mitzvahs at a time that's only Tosefta Shabbos. Why should that or should that not be so? So you have Duma Forsum, it's a very, very famous machlekes, very famous shaila. What's the nature of this institution called Tosefta Shabbos? The Torah gives us this opportunity and this mitzvah, according to many, of starting Shabbos early. So what's Pshat? Yesh Lachkor. What's the nature of Tosefta Shabbos? Is Tosefta Shabbos fundamentally Shabbos? The Torah gives each individual the right to turn Friday into Shabbos. There used to be a famous advertisement for people like Tshuva to come and try to give them a little Shabbos feeling on Friday night. It used to be called Turn Friday Night into Shabbos. So you know what Tosefta Shabbos is? It's called Turn Friday Afternoon into Shabbos. It means it's Mama Shabbos. Aye, for the guy next door who's still in the shower, it's not, for him it's not Shabbos, for me it's Shabbos. And that's a wild concept, but that's what the parasha of Tosefta Shabbos teaches me. That there's an individual concept of Kedusha Shabbos that's Teufis for the Mekabel and not Teufis for the other guy. So for me, it's Shabbos to Chodesh. It's not the nature of Tosefta Shabbos. Tosefta Shabbos is, it's Friday. The sun hasn't set yet. It's Friday today. It's not Shabbos yet. Shabbos starts yet. It's not Shabbos. Hello, what? It's Friday within Nisim Malacha. Tosefta Shabbos means that you have to refrain from Malacha even though it's Friday. If that's what Tosefta means, that you have to stop doing Malacha on Friday, but not because it's Nichnas, but Kedusha Shabbos, so how in the world could it be Yaitzei, the mitzvah say of Shabbos? How could it be Yaitzei, the mitzvah say, it's not Shabbos today? So the Chur in Lomdus, the reason why we should or should not enable you to be Yaitzei mitzvahs, maybe Yod Yom, should depend on what your take is on the Tosefta Shabbos. If you really believe that the Tosefta Shabbos is Kedusha Shabbos, the Chodavar, you have been mahafech, you've transformed Friday into Shabbos, so then Chorah, it should work for mitzvah say. Whereas if you hold that you can't do that, that stunt doesn't exist in halacha because it's Black Friday, remains Friday, then you shouldn't be able to be yet any mitzvah essay simply through the vehicle of the Tosefta Shabbos. That's the chayr what the lomda should be. So this question, how to understand what the Tosefta Shabbos is or is not, seems to be at the root of a very, very famous machlokes that's about to emerge this coming Friday night between the Maharshal and the Taz. The Maharshal has a famous comment in the Sugis of Shmini Atzeres. You know, the Gemara tells us in Masechet Sukkah that if you live in Chutz Laretz, so you have to eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres because it's Sfeika D'Yayma. So the same way we make a second Seder and the same way we keep a second Yontif. So when comes Shmini Atzeres, it's Sfeika D'Yayma of Hoshana Rabbah. It may still be the seventh day of Sukkah, so you can't risk not eating in the Sukkah. So therefore, you have to eat in the Sukkah, even though Bizman is there, we know already what the calendar is, but that's part of the din in Masechet Beit. So that tells us that he's already been a Seichem, you have to observe, you have to shade even his man azeh. So therefore the Gemara concludes in Masechet Sukkah, Hilchos HaMeisav Yasvinan, you have to sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, but Baruch Olam Mevarchinan, but you don't make a bracha. Why don't you make a bracha? Because your hands are tied. How are you going to make a Leishi B'Sukkah? You just make Kiddush Shmini Atzeres. So we know in the heart of hearts it's real Shmini Atzeres. So it would be a bizoyan, it would be like a disgrace to Shmini Atzeres to go ahead and make a leishim besukkah. So therefore, Chazal had to lift the bracha. Every other sfeik in the yom we recite brachas. We make brachas on alachinas matzah in the second seder. Our wives bench left, they say Eladik Neshel Yontif on the second night Yontif. All other mitzvahs, we recite the bracha, but on the sfeik in the yom of Hoshana Rabbah, our hands are tied because of the fact that it's in contrast, it's coming into conflict with the Kiddush, the Raisa, the Shmini Atzeret, which is the real Kiddushas Hayom. So that's the background of the famous Pesach. The Rebbe said, "Sukkah Hilchos Meis of Yisvinan, Bruchel Amarachin." I'm well aware of the fact that there may be some people who don't sit in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeret. That's not tonight's year, maybe another, maybe next year will be the Alumna Shia. But again, I'm just quoting you what it says in the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, that Meis of Yisvinan, Bruchel Amarachin. The Mashal says, the person wants to daven early this Friday night. What's the day? What's the problem? Daven early. It's Friday night. Daven early. He's going to come home. And he's about to make Kiddush. And it's 20 minutes before Shkia. Is he going to make a Leish B'Sukkah or not? How can he make a Leish B'Sukkah? You're going to make Kiddush for Shmini Atzeres. On the other hand, it's the seventh day of Sukkot. The other fellow who's davening at the late minyan, he's still eating his Hoshana Rabbah. He's still eating his kreplach with a Leish B'Sukkah in the Sukkah. He's sitting the whole daven in the Sukkah. So how in the world are you not going to make a leishim b'sukkah with sukkis? But how in the world are you going to make it because it's Shmini Atzeres already? So the Marshal says you're stuck. You're in a cash 22, and therefore the Marshal says don't make kiddush. He says wait until dark, because if you don't wait until dark, then you will set yourself up for an impossibility in terms of hilchos brachos. So the Taz has a long, long attack against this Marshal. Taz says mi gozer tainus a klaisu b'chinam. Why are you making the Jewish people fast? Now, again, it's already 7.5 days into Sukkot. It's a whole month of Tishrei. Some of us maybe could use to lose a couple pounds by the end of Sukkot. It's not quite a tiny tzibur, b'chol toikef. But the Taz laughs and he says, what are you making people fast for? Let them go and enjoy the Yom Tov. What do you have to make the wives? The wives want to stop the meal of it. What's the big deal? Says the Taz, you don't have to make Leishim B'Sukkah. You know why? Because Sukkot is over. As soon as Teishu B'Shomim doesn't exist anymore, you know why? Taz says the same Torah that says sit in the Sukkah for 7 days is the same Torah that said is the mitzvah of the Sefer Shabbos. The Sefer is Yontif. Once you mekabel Yontif, it's always Sukkot already. It's not Sukkot anymore. Sukkot is over. And therefore, you don't have to make a bracha. It's Shmini Atzeres, the Chol Dini Atzeres. It's not Sukkot anymore. L'chora, what's the Nekudas of the Chalik's Mashal in the Taz? Mashal understood, when you mekabel Shmini Atzeres, you haven't transformed the day. It's still yesterday. It's Hoshana Rabbah with an Issa Malach of Shmini Atzeres. But it's still Hoshana Rabbah. So Al Hoshana Rabbah Shibah, you have to make Leishim B'Sukkah. But you can't because you're going to make Kiddush for Shmini Atzeres. So therefore, don't do it, says Marshal. There's no win situation. But according to the Taz, once you Makabal Kiddush Sayyayin, Hoshana Rabbah is over, Sukkot is over, and there's no Mitzvah B'Sukkah Station for anymore. The Taz lived in Poland. He didn't live in Eretz Yisrael. But l'chor, according to the Taz of Svara, once you're mekabel Shmini Atzeres, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you can eat in your house because Sukkot is over. That's what he just said. So the same Torah that says B'sukkah Teishuv is Yom said that there's a mitzvah of Sefer Shabbos and Sefer Yontif. So l'chor, according to the Taz, it should be okay to eat out of the Sukkah. In Chutzlaretz, it's a moot point because no one did answer anyway. So it's just an afkamina l'gabi the bracha. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's a Shabbat deraisa. We have to ask our Eretz Yisrael ticket people. I see some faces now from Eretz Yisrael. I guess some people just woke up. Thomas, it's early in the morning. So I see some Eretz Yisrael faces here. So, Inochinami, that it sounds like according to the Taz would be okay. I'll add something startling to this. I've said this over several times in my shul. I can't even believe it's even true. I don't think it's true, but I'll say it anyway. What if the seventh day of Pesach is on a Friday? And leading into a Shabbos, and you makabel Shabbos to start your Shabbos meal early. And I can't even say this with a straight face. You're in Eretz Yisrael, and you want to eat chametz. A guy brings you a challah roll, a fresh challah roll, and it's an hour before Shkia. But you daven ma'ariv, and you're making kiddush makadosh a Shabbos. I think the Taz would say you can eat chametz. He doesn't really say it. I'm just kidding. But according to this pure alumnus, why not? The same Torah that says don't eat chametz for 7 days said to Sefer Shabbos. Sefer Shabbos changed the day, so it's the new day. Again, I don't believe the Taz would really actually sanction that, but in terms of pure lomos, it would be all right. I told somebody this psak when they came crying to me on Achron Shapesach a few years ago. They made Shabbos early, and they had a knedel in the soup, and they realized there were people who don't eat kibrachs. They only eat kibrachs in Achmash or Pesach. And now they're clapping al chay that they're eating the knedel while it was still be yayim. So I said, no, the Taz will save you. That the same Torah that says you can't eat knedel for 7 days, but the same Torah that says that also says that once you mekabel Shabbos, it's ready ois matzahs, ois chametz ready. So it's ois kibrachs ready. That's probably willing to take. Rabbi say, this the kudus of machlekes that the Marshal said, it's still maybe a yayim. It's not the new day. The Taz says, yes, it's the new day. That should impact on can you be yotze to the Shabbos or not? So according to Taz, it would seem to be the halacha like Taisus, like one day in Taisus himself, it's any test. We have no qualms in eating a Suda Shabbos, maybe a yayim, because it's Shabbos already, l'chaldini ha-Torah. The same Torah that said, eat Suda Shabbos, or the same Rabban, whoever said, eat Suda Shabbos, says to Seba Shabbos. According to the Mashal, it's Friday afternoon, happy to be here to Suda Shabbos. But now let's turn the question around its head. If it's really true that it's Friday afternoon, until Sefer Shabbos doesn't make it into a new day, I can be Yotze Kiddush. If you want to fall back on the Rambam and say that I can be Yotze Kiddush, don't bother with Kiddush. Kiddush, you don't need Shabbos for Kiddush. Okay. But if you don't want to fall back on that radical view of the Rambam that says a Rosh, and you want to say that Kiddush requires Shabbos, so I understand. If it's not Shabbos, if it's Friday with an Issa Malacha, how can you make Kiddush? So the Rav suggested, don't ask any kashas. The Rav suggested, don't ask any kashas in Kiddush. The Rav said, Kiddush and Malacha are linked to one another. Kiddush and Malacha are inseparable from one another. Once it's Chalam Yenisa Malacha, so then by definition, that can be Yetzi Kiddush. Why is that? That's the Nizach Meshavadi Berech Enamu. The Gemara says in Brachas Davchav that women are Chayavas in Kiddush. Why? Shavazach Meshavadi Berech Enamu. Why? My high? So there are some Rishonim who say, or Ben Tam seems to say, Masechta Shabbos, that Shavuzach Yerech Nemu was only said Gabi Kiddush, wasn't said Gabi Sudi Shabbos. Ben Tam says the reason why women are Chayavas and Sudi Shabbos is for a different reason. Afein Habi also an Eis of the Mon. But the Ran says, no, the Chayavas because Shavuzach. Why didn't Rabbi Tam say Shavuzach Yerech Nemu Gabi Suda? So the Rav explained, Shavuzach according to Ben Tam is a din in Kiddush, not a din in all the Mitzvah. In Manishtan in Kiddush, the Rav explained, that the Rambam writes in the Shabbos that if a person has nothing to do, the guy's retired, he doesn't work 6 days a week. So when he refrains from Halacha and Shabbos, he's lacking what's called Shvisa Nikeres. Rambam coined the phrase called Shvisa Nikeres. It's important on Shabbos not just to refrain, the reason that it's Shabbos. It's the vehicle of Kiddush that the Torah uses to declare that it's a Shvisa Nikeres. By reciting Kiddush, you're hitting Mukhav Zubin, you're declaring Meiraish that the Shvisa that you're doing is a Shvisa Nikeres. So the Rav explained that it's inconceivable that a woman should be Asa B'Malacha, Asa B'Malacha, and not have Kiddush. Because for a person to have an Issa B'Malacha without Kiddush will undermine what the goal of the Issa B'Malacha is. You're not going to have that Nikar dimension. So just as it's inconceivable for a woman to have an Issa Malacha without having Kiddush, it's inconceivable there should be a time in the clock when there's an Issa Malacha without a mitzvah Kiddush. And therefore, even though the Gavi Allah mitzvah Sayyim, Shabbos hasn't started yet. The Mashal, and one day in Tayyip says it hasn't started yet. But since it started the Gavi Malacha, even though it's Friday afternoon, it's Erev Yom Tov, but Lamai said there's an Issa Malacha, as long as there's an Issa Malacha, then there's a mitzvah Kiddush. So when all the dust settles, when it comes to Kiddush, everything seems to be great. For sure, you're Yotze. Either you're Yotze because the Rambam tells Rashi, you need Shabbos for Kiddush, or you're Yotze because the Sefer Shabbos transforms the day, or you're Yotze even if the Sefer Shabbos doesn't transform the day, but it creates an Issa Malacha, and the Issa Malacha now enables you to make Kiddush. So Kiddush we're pretty comfortable with. So the Shabbos we're a little bit less comfortable with. 2 days in Taiz, Machlis, Mashal, and Taz. When it comes to Taiz and says that even if you hold, you can be Yotze Suda Shabbos, Suda Yontif, maybe Yod Yom, the buck stops here when it comes to Pesach. You can't eat the matzah Ache Techshach. That's a Lashon Mishnah. Le'ichal Ache Techshach. The reason why the Mishnah says Ache Techshach is to highlight this, that other Shabbos and Yom Tov you can begin early, but Pesach is Ache Techshach. You have to wait until dark. Why? It's got to be Laila. What does that mean? So Reb Chaim explained what Tosfos means as follows. Tosefes Shabbos is very, very helpful in transforming Friday into Shabbos. It's very helpful in transforming Erev Yontif into Yontif. It's a full-fledged Shayoy. That's what Tosfos Shita fundamentally is. It could be Yotze Kiddush, it could be Yotze Suda. I have no qualms of being Yotze the Mitzvah's essay of any given Shabbos or Yontif within the time frame of Tosefes Shabbos. But Mandibar Mamurim, when the Mechayiv of the given Mitzvah is Kedushas Hayom, so the Mechayiv of the Shabbos is Kedushas Hayom, the Mechayiv of Sudas Yontif is Kedushas Hayom. What's the Mechayiv of Achilas Matzah? Not Kedushas Hayom. The Mechayiv is Leil Tesvav Nisan. Bring your Raya. There's not an iota of difference of Kedushas Hayom between the night of Pesach and the day of Pesach. It's the same Kedushas Hayom at 9 o'clock at night and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But I can't be Yotze Matzah at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I can be Yotze Gimel Sudas at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but I can't be Yotze Matzah. I can be Yotze Kiddush at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Gemara says, B'sach, if you miss Kiddush for a night, no problem. You say it's in Shabbos day. But Matzah I can't make up in the daytime because the Torah doesn't say Kiddush Hayom Chag HaPesach as the Mechayev of Matzah. The Torah says, state, V'ochus HaBosu B'Azah, Matzah M'Yichlub, the Erev Techel Matzahs. It's Laila, it's Erev, that's the Mechayev. Dr. Mechayev, Hesef HaShabbos is a full-fledged Kiddush Hayom, but it's no better than the next day. And the next day isn't good, then Tosefes is not going to be good as well. So as I state in Shulchan Aruch like this, Tosefes, not everyone agrees to this, but the past in Shulchan Aruch this split. And Me'ika Mikra, then we assume that you can be Yetzir Sudas Shabbos, you'll be Yom, not everyone agrees. So the Machna should record a Chumlech and Chilut, if you make Shabbos early, you have a piece of Chalti, and you offer dessert, yes, it says. They always tell you that if you're doing that, make sure the Baal Sabayis knows what you're doing. She shouldn't be insulted that she give you a whole 10-course meal and then you're asking for chal at the end. She'll think that you're still hungry. But for Pesach night, you can't do that. Manishtar lies in the Kolelos, there's a din of Laila. So comes the Ramon and says, just as there's a din of Laila when it comes to Pesach night, there's a din of Laila for Sukkot night as well. Because Chamishah is Chamishah. Last Friday night, not this Friday, this Friday night is the Shmira Tzeres Saga. Last Friday night. The whole reason why you have to eat in the sukkah in the first place in the first night, why isn't sukkah in the first night the same as the rest of the week? The rest of the week is ibay avni bay lo avin. If ibay achli bay lo achil, if I don't want to eat, I don't eat. As long as I'm not eating foods that are chayavim and deer and chayavim and sukkah, so I can live the whole week on potato chips and popcorn. So why do I have to eat the first night? After chlamatzis, chamishas chamishas gzeri shava. Comes Ramon says, just as the first night of Pesach, it's not enough to eat maybe a yoyim, as Reb Chaim explained, because it's not a din of Kedushas Hayoyim. It's a bit of Leil Tesvav V'Nisan. So last Friday night's mitzvah, the Mechayim of eating the sukkah was not Kedushas Chagamat. It's Haraya. I can't eat the meal in the daytime. If I didn't eat last Friday night in the sukkah, and I wanted to eat Shabbos lunch, that's not good. Tesvav Tishrei. That's the Gzeir Shabbat Tesvav Tesvav. It's got to be Leil Tesvav. The same as the din of Laila, Lagabi Matzah, the din of Laila, Lagabi Sukkah. It comes out that last Friday night, we also had to wait. So we have almost like two different reasons why we're waiting. Last Friday night, we were waiting to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa of Tezvav, Tezvav. This Friday night, we should be waiting to avoid the Mashal Taz saga, unless you want to pass it like the Taz. So under normal circumstances, we would have waited. What's the big deal? What's the rush? Wait a little bit. So we had problems. It was logistically impossible. So we had some in Yonim last Friday night. They were davening early. So if we put a note in the announcements that even if you're davening early, wait to make Kiddush until it's Laila, whatever number Laila, whatever minutes if the Shkir Theta Laila is. And even those who are davening early should wait and shouldn't jump the gun on the Kiddush. I don't know whether they're going to put that into the announcement. I have to decide whether we're passing to Mashal the Taz by this Friday night, whether we're going to put that in that. In normal circumstances, we always dive in late on Shmini Atzeres to avoid the Shaila. But here, we have to dive a little bit earlier. So maybe we'll make those Minyanim do the Nisach Spar and HaKafas. So if you do a kafas in place at Sukkot Torah, Kav Chomer, if you do a kafas in place on Shmini Atzeres, maybe that'll stall for a few minutes to get the people home a little late. I don't know. I'm afraid though, it's Lishitas of the wrong people. But some of the people who are dancing at kafas or doing a kafas on Shmini Atzeres, maybe some people who may not be eating the sukkah. I can't even say that with a straight face, but maybe those people are not eating the sukkah. So sometimes a little Lishitas in that one. But again, I'm beyond the scope of this discussion right now. Back to our story. So the bottom line is that under normal circumstances, both for Sukkot night and Shmini Atzeres night, we would delay things a little bit. But again, we for logistical reasons, we had to give people the opportunity to at least daven a little bit earlier. And if you just wait it out a little bit, so then you can avoid some of these issues. So last Friday night was a Shabbat deraisa to Kishayla. This Friday night is at worst a brachas to Kishayla.
Rabbi, can I talk 1 second, Rabbi?
Yeah, sure.
I'm sorry. So what we do in Shemini Esrei for Tachan Otanu, would you say Tachan Otanu in Shemini Esrei or not?
I mean, that's really the second night you're asking. I'm still holding by the first night.
I thought if it's Friday night.
Friday night, Tachan Otanu. But Todienu is on.
I'm sorry, Todienu.
That's right, the second night, Shaila, right. So the second night, has a whole nother Shaila. The second night.
But would you say if it's Todienu the first night?
No, not Todienu. First night is Friday night. Todienu is on the Matzah Shabbos.
Okay. Why am I okay?
Yeah. So the Todienu is the second night. So
when Todienu would be the same thing like davening Matzah Shabbos early.
Right. So it's like davening right. So the same way that let's say if you're stuck and you have to daven in a regular Matzah Shabbos early, so you do see a Tachan Antanu, so you would say the Todienu as well. You daven a Yom Tov Tikkun Tefillah, not a Shabbos Tikkun Tefillah, and you'd stick in Todienu, even though it's not technically Shabbos, it's not technically over, you would still be able to be Yotzei Todienu with that. Okay, all right. So I just wanted to messiah him a little bit in Yonah Drush, a little bit of chizuk. Again, it's Baruch Hashem, a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for us to get together, to have a little reminisce a little bit, a little debater a little bit. So I think that there's really, really very, very powerful message on some of the things that we've been talking about. One of the themes we've been talking about tonight is the notion of Tosefes, Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom Tov. Tosefes Shabbos and Yom Tov is really a phenomenal concept. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the opportunity to change time, according to the Taz, at least. The Marshal would probably sign off with the Bussa part already. The Chizuk's not for the Marshal, but for the Taz's part. It's an amazing concept. We take a time that's not really Kaddish, but we make it Kaddish. And the embassy is that that's what every Yom Tov is, because Yom Tov, as the Gemara says, but with Kaddish is Rav Azman, there wouldn't be Klal Yisrael, there wouldn't be Yom Tov. The Shabbos is Kavir Kaima, because Baruch is Makadish Shabbos. We can add a little to Sefes maybe, but the basic tzur of Kedusha is from a Kedush Baruch Hu. Whereas Yom Tov, the entire tradition of Yom Tov is something that's given to Klal Yisrael. Not for Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael would cease to exist, Yom Tov would disappear. And so that's a very, very powerful concept. That we as human beings can be Makadish, we can endow time with sanctity. We are the ones who decide whether it's Yom Kippur or not. We're the ones who decide whether it's Pesach or not. Chavstav Kaminis Vesir Koris in Beis Shomawa. Chavstav Kaminis Vedini Shemayim. The Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah, Inach Kodesh Baruch Hu Yoshev Al Kisei Din Ad Shekachu Beis HaChodesh. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't judge the world. The entire world's waiting to be judged. Rosh Hashanah doesn't judge us until Beis Din sits in the Kodesh HaChodesh. What a... So the Kodesh says, man. How can you Mekadish Zman? So if you look at the model of the Mekadish things, how can you Mekadish a Cheftza? How can you Makdish a Cheftza? The ABCs of Makdish a Cheftza. Some of you may have learned, but come with me back in its heyday. Maybe Kedushin must have spoken about this. Ain't that the Makdish Dom Shem Shaloi? The ABCs of, how can you be Makdish? I can't be Makdish your car. Makdish my car, not your car. You can't be Makdish something that you don't know. The very first mitzvah that's given to Klal Yisrael, Pashas Bo, is a Chedesh is the Lechem Rosh Chodesh. Klal Yisrael giving the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is the engine that drives the entire Yom Tov. The entire Yom Tov, the hinging it, dependent upon the Kedusha say Yom Rosh Chodesh. There's no Rosh Chodesh. There's no Rosh Chodesh Nisan. There's no Pesach. There's no Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. There's no Sukkot. Klal Yisrael get the mitzvah of a Chedesh the Lechem Rosh Chodesh, because they're about to embark upon becoming Bnei Chayrin. Because when a person is an Eved, they don't own time. They're not in control of their own time. If you don't own time, then the corollary is you can't give a Kaddish time. You can't give a mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh to an Eved. So giving Klal Yisrael the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh is basically the Shashichra. That's tantamount to saying you're free. That's why all the Yom Tovim are Zeich L'Tzitz Mitzrayim. We said in a Kiddush 2 weeks ago in Rosh Hashanah, Zeich L'Tzitz Mitzrayim. What in the world does Rosh Hashanah do with Yitzitz Mitzrayim? I understand Pesach and Sukkot. What in the world does Shmini Atzeres have to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim? We're about to recite Friday night. What's the who remembers? What is Yetzias Mitzrayim? Does it have to do with anything? The answer is Yom Kedushas Hayyim of Yom Tovim is the Zeich Yetzias Mitzrayim, because if not for Yetzias Mitzrayim, then we wouldn't have the ability to Mekadosh Zmanim. We wouldn't have Kiddush HaChodesh. You can only Mekadosh something that you're in control. So taking it out of the realm of Klal Yisrael, Chodesh and Yom Tovim, plugging it into our own lives. One of the great challenges, if not the greatest challenge, is the notion of time, the notion of Zman. I was just, literally just talked to my son-in-law just a couple hours ago. So I said to him, you know, there's a phrase they say in English about how youth is wasted on the young, which basically means a person is young, they have a lot of time. A lot of time, a lot of energy, strong, powerful, there's always, they can do whatever they want. The problem is that because they're young, they don't appreciate yet the significance of all those gifts. When they get older, and not everything works as well as it did. When the aches and pains start to come, and all the parnasa kicks in, and Baruch Hashem, all the beautiful, wonderful responsibilities, and you become so overwhelmed with the daily challenges of life, you're already older. So youth is wasted on the young. So I said, being a bachur is wasted on the bachur. I said, if we go back to our bachur time, we had so much time. We had nothing to do. Mamish, nothing to do. Think about it. So anyway, go think back. Think about your days in yeshiva. What in the world did you have to do when you were back in yeshiva in Israel? What in the world took up your time? Your food was served to you three times a day, like the man. And if you didn't like it, so you called in pizza to be delivered. Three times a day you had the man. The laundry, the Israeli ladies did your laundry for you. They brought back your clean pressed ironed undershirts every day. What in the world were your grandiose responsibilities in life? You had no one to answer to, nothing to do. Baruch Hashem, we hope and pray that you made the value of the time. As we all look back, you know what? We could have brought even more. We had nothing driving, nothing pulling us. We had so much time. If you think about some of those grandiose conversations, you know, either late in the Beis Medrash, about all the drama, all the Brumah Shalolam, all the nonsense. All those late night conversations in the dorm for hours on end, because we had the hours on end. Who has the hours on end now? Who's got the time now? We can barely catch our breath. I'm looking around at the fellas. You're not bochum anymore. You're not old man. I feel that way, but everyone's moving on. Everyone's busy. Guys are working. Baruch Hashem doing great things, and those are good, healthy, Baruch Hashem, terrific things. Baruch Hashem, Ashreinu Batei Chokeinu. It's not like the quote-unquote good old days where we had all the time in the world. But I think a gevaldik lesson that we learn, I know I felt this, I've learned this as I got older, is that there's no question that in terms of sheer hours, I learned significantly more hours back in my youth. And come on, you can knock off 12, 13, 14 hours a day, doing three full starm a day. I mean, you can learn an unbelievable amount of time. But something that I've learned later in life is what's attributed to the Netziv. When they asked the Netziv to define a masmid, the Netziv said a masmid is someone who learned 60 minutes in an hour. It means how many hours we sit in the Beis Medrash, and you know, we were in the Beis Medrash for an hour, but you know, I can't say we were learning for an hour. I think we've all reached that stage in life. Everyone, I'm looking at every single person on this call, has reached the stage in life where we have other responsibilities and other commitments, we have jobs, things to take care of. And as such, we don't have that luxury anymore of those 12, 13, 14 hour days of learning. I'm well aware that Rabbi Nochas Tamater says that a Bala Bas learns for 9 hours a day. I'm still looking for the job that enables me to find such Bala Bas. Okay. Maybe the Heilige days that Rabbi was possible. It's hard to support a family in that. The Chayadim already wrote that. Okay, Nebuch, we can't follow the Rabbi's Bala anymore. The Chayadim says, Nebuch, Nebuch, what can we do? We throw our hands up. We can only learn 5 hours a day. How have I? If I had 5 hours a day to learn, wow, we all know the world. But one thing we have learned is when we get those moments, maybe we can take the most of them. Make the most of those opportunities because they're very, very precious. And it's not just in terms of learning, in terms of all of Avodas Hashem. And it's true that quantitatively, we may not have all those opportunities, that those grandiose, long stints of Avodas Hashem. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the opportunities, the short little spurts of opportunities of Avodas Hashem, grab onto them, make the most of them. The Yom Tov is really a beautiful example for this. Yom Tov, you know, again, I know some people, if you're working a little bit on Yom Tov, and for Ovids and other things, and Teirim, you know, and circumstances, but because I think we all, to some degree, our schedules maybe a little bit lighter, a little bit different. And yeah, a little special. Yom Tov itself, if you're working in Chalamoy, we're not working on Yom Tov. Unless we're working Pikuach Nefesh in the hospitals, we're not working on Yom Tov. So we have opportunities, special times of the year. We have a little bit more time to come close to Kiddush Baruch. I think that the last 2 days of this Yom Tov are really very, very special. The Mefarshim tell us that as Tishrei comes to a close, and there's no more Shofar, and there's no more Yom Kippur, and there's no more Sukkah, and there's no more Lulav, ain't not a Shir HaKaterah. All we have is Torah HaKadosh Baruch. So I know that many people are very, very disappointed, and no question, it's going to be a hard Simchas Torah, that the outward celebration of Simchas Torah is going to be different. But that in no shape or form means that the Simchas HaTorah is going to be any different. It just means the physical manifestation of how it's going to represent itself in the Adam Hazeh may be a little bit different. Yes, we maybe won't be dancing in any real shape or form. And yes, we will probably be in very, very small groups davening, rather than the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people piled on top of each other in a kufis, you know, crowding around that we're used to. For whatever reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that this Avodas Hayom of Simchas Torah can be very, very pure, be very, very special. It's a special time, this Simchas Torah, to focus on what Simchas Torah really is all about. And not in Chalil. We should never know from Tsar, we should never know from these things. But I remember, I don't mean it's Chalila, 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 and it's just Ajdech Moshel. I remember the other Navelus, follow the Shalom. The minute is that Avelim usually don't participate, Mamish, in the active Akophas, maybe they go around once, but they usually pretty much the Avelim kind of stand on the side. I remember standing that year and watching Simchas Torah, but not really, my feet weren't doing the dancing. So on the one hand, obviously, you know, it was a sad, disappointed Simchas Torah. On the other hand, it gave me a lot of time to think. And it gave me a lot of time to almost think about certain things that maybe I wouldn't have had in a quote-unquote normal Simchas Torah. Again, we're not asking for these kinds of opportunities. We're not asking for these kinds of almost, you know, mitigated Simchas of Kustara. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for whatever reason, threw this curveball at us, so there's something we can gain out of it. And maybe it's a time, instead of the hours of HaKofes and the hours of the Kiddush and the hours of the, you know, Dereng Zich waiting for this and waiting for this only and waiting for Kodar and all the things which are beautiful and wonderful, next year we'll be back to normal. But for whatever reason, Simchas Torah Toshim Pe'al is not supposed to look that way. That in no shape or form means that's not a Simchas Hayom. Simchas Hayom is a Simchas And the greatest celebration is our appreciation of time, our ability to be Kaddish Zman, to our Limud HaTorah, to our Shmiras HaMitzvos. And Dafka as B'nai Torah, as in yes, as Yeshiva Bochum, as maybe alumni Yeshiva Bochum, but in our heart and soul, we're still Yeshiva Bochum. And one of the great things that we get from our years in Yeshiva, whether our years in YU, years in other Yeshivas, we get almost a reference point to draw inspiration from. And I just make it a little bit light of, you know, maybe we're bottled a little bit too much back in the old days in Yeshiva, but between you and me, we were learning tremendous. And the years that we spent, and I'm looking around, I remember looking at some of the Bochum here, I'm trying to remember what we learned when. Some of you were with us in Bava Kama days, and in Kedusha days, and Bava Basra days, and Sukkah days, and Shabbos days, and Sanhedrin days, and Gittin days, and almost every Pesach already. Kula days. What are we doing this year? Pesach days. All the different Pesachs. Think back. Sit in Simchas Torah. Instead of dancing in circles, close your eyes for a minute. And remember what it was like to sit at Taras HaKodesh, the Chavrusas, the Beis Medrash, and Moshe Torah, and screaming, yelling over Reb Chaim, and coming to Shir, and hearing the Shir, and asking cashes on the Shir. Remember those days, when we used to give Shir in First Hall, those who remember back in those Sfirat HaGedoros, when we used to walk from First Hall. Remember, after Mincha, you have 20 guys that walk me, I used to learn afternoon Seder in Morg, in the shul in Morg. And the fellows would walk me from first talk to Rangatun, and then they'd stay over the shiurim at Kashas and Terutzim. Remember those years? Those were part of that. Remember those days in the Beis Medrash? Just mamish, the Mechamta Shal Torah, the Simcha Shal Torah. Think about that. Close your eyes and reminisce and draw your inspiration. In those moments, it'll be a Simcha Shal Torah, like no other Simcha Shal Torah. Different, yes, but not one iota less inspiring. Because Baruch Hashem should give us a siyata d'shmaya, which Rebbe himself meach with the Torah in its fullest glory, at the Shem B'kar of Mamish. It's really good. It's chus and a pleasure to touch base again with all the fellows, all the bacharim, and after see Ru, we'll put you back in charge of. I don't know whether we have to wait till the next Pesach for the next one. Maybe we'll chaper on a Chanukah shir or something. Maybe we'll have a Chanukah questions and answers with Alumna. That would be. Well, maybe we'll do something a little different. Okay, we would have a Zoom Shia Shabbaton, but we have to figure out a way to do Zoom on Shabbos. So we'll leave that for the tech experts. So we'll figure out something at some point. So Mat Hashem, everyone should be well. Continue to have a wonderful Moyen and have a wonderful Shabbos and Yom Tov and enjoy your Baal, inspiring Sistara. And Mat Hashem, keep on going, Michael Chayil. You give me Chizuk and hopefully we'll chazk each other. And hopefully that show we'll be in touch soon. Okay? Kaltov, Slachet, everybody. Thank you,
Rabbi. Thank you, Rabbi.